While they're busy murdering or plotting the murder of tens of thousands of soon-to-be-born citizens in at least 26 states where it is reasonably illegal to do so, for extra credit now, they've set their sights on the rest of the population to kill them. This guy's name is Toby Rogers. He has a Substack. And someone sent this to me yesterday. I read it and went, wow. I knew the meeting was going on because I saw Steve Kirsch blogging about it, but I didn't know what had happened. If you thought the first round of Corona Doom Franken jabs were bad, and they were, and there was, and look, the killing continued. People are still dying from the jibs, and they will continue dying. The FDA plans to do this every year now in perpetuity. And they also have now convinced, or Pfizer plans to do this. The FDA is going to help them. Pfizer is now, and Moderna and the other pharmaceuticals have now convinced the FDA that they should be allowed to do it. And the FDA said yes by a 19-2 vote. No more clinical trials needed for vaccines that treat, quote, variants, close quote, of COVID. They can make them willy-nilly now. All they have to do is turn in the paperwork telling them which strain of the doom the vaccine is for, and it's approved. Did you know that? Toby Rogers. Yesterday, the FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee approved a bivalent COVID-19 shot with the Wuhan strain and the Omicron variant. The vote was 19 yes, 2 no. A few thoughts. The Wuhan strain is no longer in circulation, so they are vaccinating against a strain that no longer exists. The Omidoom variant that they are going to put into this shot is Omidoom BA4, BA5. By the time it gets to market in the fall, Omidoom BA4-5 will no longer likely be in circulation. Two, there is no efficacy data whatsoever on vaccines against Omicron BA4-5. Three, there is no safety data whatsoever. In other words, they haven't tested it on anyone on Omicron BA4-5. Four, they do not intend to gather any efficacy or safety data between now and when these shots will be released in the fall. At the meeting, the manufacturers, Moderna, Pfizer, and Novavax, were asked what their production timelines are, and they said out loud, quote, so long as we don't have to provide any clinical data, we'll have them ready by fall, close quote. Not one commissioner had a problem with that. Ofer Levy said that he was concerned about the lack of safety data, because there is none, and asked if the FDA intended to gather any. FDA vaccine head Peter Marks said that he was comfortable that the Sentinel BEST initiative would catch any safety signals after these shots are introduced into the market. Do you know what that means? That means that now Moderna, Pfizer, and Novavax now have carte blanche to start cranking out vaccines, start the advertising campaigns, get your buddies in the media to ratchet up the scare effect. Oh, my God, it's flu season again. We're all going to die. Well, no, citizen, you don't have to suffer, because Pfizer is here with Omidoom B4, B5, B6. Bingo! Variant vaccines available at your local CVS. They are now able to produce, and all they have to do is claim that the Corona Doom is still here. It's just mutating. And these wonderful drugs, these vaccines, treat the latest variant of the Doom. This is, again, the cult of death is running the freaking tables here. So what they're saying is, look, if there's any side effects, we'll find out from the people will basically who get the jib, the new jib, will basically be the test subjects. They'll basically be the test market. So the Toby Rogers says, so the FDA is going to introduce reformulated shots into the population this autumn with no safety data and then try to spot adverse events in the population after the fact using a safety system no one has ever heard of. While ignoring the system that has existed for 32 years that is showing a massive safety signal right now. We are the experiment, Mr. Rogers says. But it's not even really an experiment because they don't care about the data. Even if 100,000 people die, they'll go like, oh, hey, and now, look. They didn't die of the jib. They died from the omadoom. We'll get it right next time. We're reformulating, you see. And this useful idiot.
My point. The world is made up of women like Carolyn, idiots.
In the chat room, there's a graphic from a Carolyn Bennett with a blue check mark on Twitter. I have just tested positive for COVID-19. Where'd you get a test? PCR tests are no longer admissible as evidence of anything. The over-the-counter ones, I don't know. What are they measuring for? Does anyone know?
Why did she even get tested? She says she feels fine.
I am feeling fine. I am grateful that my vaccinations are up to date, including my fourth shot. I will now isolate. I hope you stay in your house for the rest of your life, lady. Teachable moment. Make sure your vaccinations are up to date. Protect yourself, others, and our healthcare system. Useful, communist, idiot. Mr. Rogers concludes, we are the experiment. Actually, Dr. Rogers. But it's not even really an experiment because they don't care about the data. We are the people they want to democide. The FDA's actions yesterday were a violation of the Nuremberg Code, the Declaration of Helsinki, and the Hippocratic Oath. The FDA has plunged the United States into a pre-scientific dark age. That and Xavier Becerra.
The ultimate weapon, the ability to depopulate the planet, to kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years. At the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose. The corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes and the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia?
An invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
Simpson's not around to play Price Tag anymore, so somebody has to play it. Besides, I think it's apropos today. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel on a Thursday leading up to Independence Day weekend. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Stinger, STNGRUSA.com. Stinger. You know, if you go over there, they got the Axios 2 red dot sight that the armed Catholic says is the best one he's ever used. You have the Made in America handguards for your ARs. You have your backpacks, your outdoor equipment. And yes, you have the ever popular Stinger Edge sunglasses and safety glasses. I wear mine. Mrs. O'Connell wears her. Mr. Barrett wears her. We all wear them. Justin has a pair. We all wear our Stinger and Stinger Edge gear and use our Stinger USA gear. Why don't you do so too? They've been a longtime sponsor. Mr. Ernest was at both of our congresses, the one here in Covington and the one, the Fellowship of the Clans that just passed. These are good people making good products. I ask you, go stop by their website, stngrusa.com. stngrusa.com. If you're in the market for those sunglasses, take the sunglass safety pop quiz. And it will tell you what color lens you should get, which frame style, and much more. Again, stngrusa.com, stngrusa.com. Use the coupon code, what is that, Tommy? Crusade at checkout. stngrusa.com. Oh, here is a humdinger of a whopper. This from disclosed.tv while the break was going on just now. Just in, as I was reading you about the FDA, now giving the green light to Madonna, might as well be, to Pfizer, Madonna. What's the name of the country that, if we can't pronounce it, we just, Wakanda? And Novavax, to just willy-nilly make vaccines, close quote, for future Corona Doom variants, Oma Doom 4, Oma Doom 5, Oma Doom 9, Oma Doom, Oma Doom. No clinical trial safety data is needed. And then you get this. Just one day later, Justin, U.S. government buys 105 million doses of Pfizer's mRNA vaccine for fall booster injections with an option of 195 million more. That means that they are committed. You don't get an option to make 195 million doses of anything. If the option is there, then the money is already guaranteed. I was telling Maggie O'Connell during the timeout, I'm at a loss for words. This is a direct wealth transfer now. They're not even trying to hide it. We're just going to transfer a couple of $30, $40 billion every 6 months to this company called Pfizer, headquartered in Germany. We're basically financing the freaking krauts. And nary a word is said. Did Congress appropriate this money? Hell, I don't know. Does it matter anymore? So that would imply then that there are 105 million rubes out there that are going to take it.